Well, it was a short off-season buzz, but thank goodness it's back anyway, the footy Thursday night. How are you going? How was your weekend?
Yeah, not too bad, thank you, mate. Enjoyable weekend, probably the last stress-free Sunday for a while. we get pretty busy when there's a few footy games on a Sunday afternoon, but geez, I'm hanging out Thursday night, mate. It'll be a ripper opening the season.
Now, you've written today about Andrew Johns' warning to Cooper Cronk working with multiple clubs, and you've put the scenario of when the Storm and the Roosters play each other. What have you made of it all with Cooper Cronk?
Oh, look, I'm really surprised it's been allowed to happen. Look, number one, I was surprised Melbourne Storm put the photo out on their social media account last week of Cooper Cronk worked with Cameron Munster. But, yeah, I've painted the scenario today. What is going to happen in round six, April 16, Storm play the Roosters, blockbuster game at Amy Park. And I've said, what is Cooper Cronk going to tell Luke Keary and Lachlan Lamb about Jerome Hughes and Munster and vice versa? What's he going to tell the Melbourne halves about the Roosters halves? What are their strengths, weaknesses? When will they kick? When do they pass? And I think Cooper's backed himself into a really, really difficult position here. And look, the Melbourne Storm's new chief executive, Justin Rodsky, confirmed that, look, he's a full-time coach there. Well, don't know about full-time, but he's actually on their coaching salary cap. So that shows the input he has with the side. And I just don't see in this day and age, and Andrew Johns agreed with me because he's tried it before, you just can't do it. And I don't know, Loz, you've been around coaching. Can he do it? I don't know.
Yeah, it's an interesting one, Buzz. It depends on, I suppose, what he's actually doing at training. If he's just mentoring the halves and he's doing scenarios with them and talking to them about positional play, I think he can get that can work out, and you could be able to do that with a number of other halves pairings. But if you get involved in team strategy and you start talking about strengths and weaknesses of opponents and all that type of stuff, I think you're entering dangerous territory. So is he part of the... Obviously, he's got the same sort of role with the Roosters. Is that right?
Yeah, well, he does. That's his job at the Roosters, to the halves. And he's on six figures at both clubs. And when you're being paid six figures, you don't just teach the halfback how to pass the football.
Can I ask, Buzz, did the Roosters know that he was going to turn up on their coaching staff, the Melbourne Storm coaching staff?
Well, look, Trent Robinson will do anything to defend Cooper Cronk because he's got so much respect for him, and look, they won a couple of comps together and he played the GF with a busted shoulder. Trent Robinson texted me over the weekend and said he knew about the Storm job, but others at Roosters didn't. And they rang George Mimas, who is Cooper's agent, on Thursday when the story was breaking. And George Mimas said, look, it was a corporate ambassador role. And look, Ryan Hoffman was, you know, a Melbourne Storm assistant coach, had just asked Cooper to come onto the field and, you know, do a bit of the session with them. But it is a deeper arrangement than that. And Frank Panisi's confirmed he works with a leadership group. He works with the spine. And, look, it's a tricky one. And, yeah, I'll be interested, you know, to hear Cooper's views on this and how he does juggle two roles. Joey said he tried it but found himself chasing his tail a bit. He told me yesterday when I spoke to him that he wouldn't be in a position to coach another club. He's got his full-time gig at Parramatta. He's looking after Mitchell Moses and Dylan Brown and emerging halves there. And he says he couldn't do another club.
But surely if Cooper Cronk's not in breach of his contract with the Roosters or Melbourne Storm, it's actually none of anyone's business. Because Andrew Johns can't do it, so what? Andrew Johns can commentate and do Parramatta Eels, but if Cooper Cronk can do five clubs and he's not exclusive to anybody and commentate, then good on Cooper Cronk, you're going to make more money. Like, surely it's no different to a kicking coach. Daryl Halligan, didn't he used to have five teams?
Clarkie, you don't see a conflict of interest?
I'm saying if he's not in breach of his contract, it's up to Cooper and his manager. It's not my business.
I didn't say it was a breach of contract.
No. That's what I'm saying. I'm saying if he's not in breach of his contract, then I don't think Cooper's done anything wrong here.
Well, can you go on Ray Hadley's show on 2GB 3 days?
No, I can't because I work for the Big Sports Breakfast.
Well, that's what I'm talking about, mate.
But my deal's exclusive. I signed a contract that is exclusive to this radio station, Buzz. If it wasn't exclusive, I could go to any radio station.
Yeah, Trent, the Roosters were of the thought that they had an exclusive arrangement with him. As I said in the Herald today, can you imagine someone from Channel 9 they're mentoring a Channel 7 reporter? Or
no, I completely agree. If it's exclusive, if it's exclusive, I get it.
He's on six figures, Clark.
But the number is irrelevant if it's exclusive or not. It could be on $10 million. If it's not exclusive, Cooper Cronk has not done a thing wrong here. That's all I'm saying. If he is exclusive to one of the clubs, I completely agree. Fair play. He shouldn't be doing that.
Yeah, well, he's going to be under some pressure in round six. It's an interesting story, you know.
Who gets him for round six? Like, where does he spend his time? Does he spend his time two sessions a week?
Commentating.
No, well, hang on, Clarky. Craig Bellamy's going to want him to talk to his half.
Yeah, of course.
$100K or more.
Yeah. Oh, he's got plenty of time. He can talk to both. There's $200K.
Yeah, I think I'm just dirty. I'm missing out.
Yeah, the Tigers want him as well. Don't worry about that. If he's not exclusive, we're taking him at the Tigers.
Funky, I've never heard you this fired up.
No, I'm not fired. I'm just like, I feel like it really comes down to what's in the contract, because I don't think it's fair that Cooper's going to cop stick if he hasn't got a contract that is exclusive. But then I agree with you, Buzz, if he does have something in the contract that says it's exclusive to one of either Melbourne Storm or the Roosters, then I think he has got a problem.
Yeah, well, I think it fails the pub test myself. I looked at a lot of comments, as I always do, on our website last night, and I think the punters agree. And
I never look at comments, Buzz. You know that.
Why?
Because you can only cop so much abuse.
You've got to stay in touch with your audience.
I think you're being hard on Cooper. It's business. And if a club hasn't signed someone that good to be exclusive to their club, then I think they have made a mistake, not Cooper Cronk.
Yeah, can I just say something? I'm not for one moment attacking his integrity. Mm. Or, you know, as everyone and every listener knows, there are not many people who carry as much respect as he does in the game.
Yeah.
But he's, you know, I'm suggesting he's probably gone into an area that can get very, very uncomfortable. And I'm not sure what he's doing to life. You disagree? Fair enough.
It's an interesting one, as is, Manly situation, Buzz. And Peter Peters on the Big Sports Breakfast weekend yesterday saying they're wooden spoon contenders.
Mate, I couldn't believe that. He was on with Dog and Ray, okay? Now, Zorba is a grand final winning player at Manly, and he's also a life member. And he's also a great long-time friend of Des Hasler. And they were asking him what your wooden spoon tip was. And I nearly fell off the chair when he said Manly. But you know what? I've looked at it overnight. Manly don't have a hooker. Manly don't have their champion million-dollar fullback, Tom Turbo, for quite a length of time. And, you know, they've lost Big Panua Blake from the front row, which I think is a huge loss. And when you look at their hooking situation, you look around the competition, the top clubs last year. Well, Storm had Cameron Smith, okay, the premiers, and they got Harry Grant this year. Appy Corrissau at Penrith. Damien Cook at South. Josh Hodgson's back for the Raiders. Jake Friend, wasn't he Queensland's player of the series in Origin? Mm-hmm. What I'm saying is I think Zorb's on the right. They are going to definitely struggle to make the top eight. And the hooking role and the fullback role, two players out of the spine to go into the season where they need confidence and need wins, they're going to be in a bit of bother. And I think Des Hasler will be one of the coaches first coaches to come under pressure this year.
What, for his job?
Am I right?
Do you reckon for his job, Buzz?
I didn't say his job, but I'm saying could, you know, lose. You know, there'll just be pressure there.
Yeah. Oh, I've got no doubt that they need to win games early, and it's going to be difficult without Tommy too.
They're not going to.
I wouldn't be underestimating Manly. I think that, you know, Desi in charge and Kieran Foran back there, Cherry Evans. While they didn't win without him last year, I reckon this will put them in better shape, having the experience of not having him there last year. So they'll cope a lot better.
Do you think Dylan Walker's the fullback?
I don't.
Kicking at the cricket ground. It'll be like the Swans on Saturday afternoon there. They'll just be kicking to him all day.
they certainly will be. They'll be testing him under the high ball. I found this a bit strange though, Buzz. 75%, say, of club bosses are against Joe Suwali making his debut before 18.
Yeah, look, my mate Michael Chamis has done an interesting poll, and he polled the CEOs and the chairman of all the clubs on a number of issues. And look, 74% come back and said Joseph Suwali should not get a clearance from the NRL to play first grade this year at his age, despite his obvious talent, his obvious physical capabilities. Look, I think this is a bit of professional jealousy myself. I don't think too many of the punters or, you know, coaches don't think he's ready to play football. And look, it's a bit like you were talking about the Warriors earlier in the show, and you were saying, oh, look, everyone's got to do the right thing by them and, you know, everyone should go over there and play a game. But unfortunately, in this day and age, clubs are more worried about two competition points each week than doing the right thing for the game. And playing the Warriors in New Zealand is a lot harder than playing them at your home ground or at Central Coast. Bit like Joseph Suwali, playing the Roosters without Joseph Suwali is going to be an easy assignment as the season goes on. So I wouldn't take too much notice of that area of the poll. I think he's ready, and I think the NRL is also ready to give him a clearance.
Buzz, what about round one on Thursday night? Can the Melbourne Storm finally have their record of game one successes be taken away by the Rabbits?
Yeah, look, I still have a number tip for that game, Clarkey, but my goodness, it's going to be a terrific opening to the season. Look, there's a couple of things here. South have never won in Melbourne, and Craig Bellamy's never, ever lost the first round game. He has great pre-seasons and always has them up for the start of the competition. I tell you why this is going to be a sensational game. I've done the top 50 players in the comp, and Loz, no doubt you'll tear it apart like you always do.
I will, Mike Buzz.
Oh, mate, you give
I might find some holes in there somewhere.
Oh, mate, you bagged me about putting Tom Turbo at 13 last year, and he hadn't played a game. But anyway,
mate, he should be in the top 10. My favourite.
Yeah.
Although I've put him back to 20 odd now after he got beaten by Harry.
Well, mate, I'd have him at 49 if he's running down the torso at midnight. But anyway, that's another story. In the top 50 players, I think I've done 18 of them from South and Melbourne, which is just gives you an idea of the strength of these two football sides. I think as Melbourne lost Harry Grant and Dale Finucane, the market is changing almost every day. I think as we get closer to the kickoff, this could be nearly $1.90 take your pick game. It is. There's nothing between these two great football clubs. Storm are going to miss Harry Grant. I know Brandon Smith, and this is why they didn't release him, because you need two hookers, two everything to win a competition. I just think it is going to be an absolute blockbuster game.
Yeah, it's going to be a ripper. Now, give us your grand finalists and your Dally M medalist for the season then.
I've got the two teams playing on Friday night. I've got Melbourne Storm winning the premiership, but I think the door has been thrown open for South. Wayne Bennett's last year. I just think they're a really, really big chance. And, mate, the Dally M medal, it's just too hard doing it this time of the year. But, look, I had to do one for the paper, and I'll do one for you guys. I'll go Harry Grant.
What about the Spooners, Buzz? Who's coming last?
Well, can I say three? Look, I think St George Illawarra are going to struggle. I think the Broncos are going to really, really struggle. And I'm not too confident about the Cowboys in point because a lot of the big money players aren't aiming up.
NRL 360 is back tonight, Buzz. What can we expect?
Yeah,
you and Kenty going to go head-to-head again?
Yeah, probably. Do you watch Clarkie?
Yeah, I do, mate. I love it, actually.
I do?
Yeah, I think it's a good program.
See, Kenty gets stuck into you, doesn't he, Buzz?
Oh, he does. Yeah, Kenty likes that. He's got a lot of combat in him, particularly early in the season. He goes hard early.
I love his passion.
I'm going to try and fade him tonight. Look, we've got 30 weeks. Let's just ease into it.
Let's get on early.
No, you know what you need to do, Buzz? Go heavy, hard, early. Just go bang,
well,
bang, bang.
What? If I go in there tonight and say, the sky was beautiful, blue today, he'd say, no, it was red. He would. But anyway, they'll have Kevin Walters on live tonight too. And look, of all the coaches under pressure who, you know, got the toughest gig in the game probably, lifting the Broncos, and we talk about their roster and their need to get a strong start. They're without Payne Huss for how long? 3 weeks. They're without Katoni Staggs for 12 weeks. So, tough gig, Kevin. But anyway, the boys, the show's on at 6 and should be a lot of fun.
Yeah, on KO and Fox League. Buzz, looking forward to it. Enjoy the week. Round one. We'll chat next week.
Good on you guys. Cheers.